The following audio drama is rated R for Rockin'. You can be sure that everything you wanted to see when you're a teenager is here. Just tantalizingly out of reach if you're under 17 or 18 years old.
This is Ned Donovan, producer and voice actor on Encounter Party, an audio adventure of six professional voice actors battling through an epic Dungeons & Dragons campaign set inside the Magic the Gathering realm of Ravnica, and fine-tuned to edit out fluff and filler and deliver you pure adventure in under an hour. This is episode 8 of season 2, The Snake Among Worms. There are quite a few spoilers to our show in here. However, what you get to hear in this episode is truly an example of both the cast and the player characters puzzling out a truly complex story inside an emotional upheaval of everyone involved. It really showcases how wonderful our cast is and the work by our incredible dungeon master, Brian David Judkins, to weave a tale that can stump but still excite everyone involved. This episode comes about halfway through our second season, which finds our party trapped within a Boros Legionnaire fort that is being surrounded by a deadly worm, and inside there is a threat that no one can quite name or discover. Thank you for listening.
Last time, on Encounter Party! Tensions rose as soldiers clashed with civilians on the best chance of escape. With the poisoning of young Private Steen, it appears the game of revenge is afoot. A personal squabble, or is something larger at play? Find out this week on Encounter Party! A trying first day of command for the newly promoted Fakara or Droon, as this situation seems a little bit more complicated than maybe you guys had hoped. I imagine sleep does not come easy this night.
I don't know if I can sleep.
You probably toss and turn. It is what it is. So, morning arises. Fakara or Droon decidedly has been unable to sleep. You will have a level of exhaustion.
Okay.
You will have disadvantage on ability checks until you manage to get a long rest.
Okay. I figure once I tried to go to sleep and was just tossing and turning, I just decided to go patrol around all the buildings.
Okay. You go on patrol as everybody is sort of waking and shuffling their way for the hopes of maybe having a breakfast, until you quickly realize that breakfast is one of the things that is no longer afforded.
Right.
You are doing your own private patrol. Other patrols that other people have done have become kind of lackluster. There's no real reason to watch the battlements when we all know that there's a worm outside, and if anybody comes to attack us, there's not really anything to throw at them anyway. So people have become rather lazy in their duties. As you begin doing your rounds, you happen to make your way over here.
Okay.
Over in between one of the watchtowers and the stockade.
Okay.
And you happen to spot, as the sun happens to be caressing down into that exact corner, that there is a crumpled body in that corner.
I will investigate that crumpled body.
You find the disemboweled body of Private Steen lying in the corner.
I run back to the infirmary.
You run back to the infirmary.
Yeah.
What you find in the infirmary is the medic, Delania, actually still asleep. You wake her up by, like, rushing in there.
And she's, but she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She wakes up and she's like, what?
And obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but Steen is not on the table?
No.
He's
in the corner.
Hey, we were dealing with, like, doppelgangers
making
sure.
Yeah, Steen is not on the table. To which she immediately realizes, and she's like,
don't freak.
Not a good way to start.
I found him.
Oh, thank Aurelia.
You're not going to be happy, though.
Where is he?
Follow me.
Oh, no. And you guys go running back to the corner, and she immediately spots him. And she starts wailing, no. And you can see her start frantically trying to throw healing spells on this body. And she just sort of, like, slumps and sits there and is just sort of staring at this dead body, defeated.
Delania, you've done your job. This was not your fault.
Lorzach notices the commotion from across the other side of the courtyard and approaches slowly and realizes that two people are fussing over another person that is on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Xenia follows Lorzach.
Yeah, there's a pretty loud commotion. Mm-hmm. If anything, you can hear Delania, like, screaming in the corner, very aggravated.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Why are you sad about Steen? He sucked. And we're mad at Delania, because she fucking screwed it up.
She healed him.
She was doing her job.
She could have done her job much better.
Rude.
So,
wouldn't have died on my watch.
Lorzach, at a distance, is going to ask in Elvish, a specific dialect, what happened?
To who?
Delania.
Why, because she spoke a cuss word in Devkarin to you.
Oh, she doesn't. She does not respond to you. She doesn't respond to you.
He watches at a distance.
You guys are all kind of staying in the same place. Can we place everybody at the scene yet?
Or yeah, you can put me at the scene for sure.
Okay, so the party at least is there. There's kind of a commotion.
I'm going to do the Simic thing of like, how was he disemboweled? What were the tools? Like, I'm going to look at the actual crime scene. I'm not actually wording the emotion of this. So, I'm pissed at Delania.
So you there hear him say in Elvish,
yes,
what happened.
Yes.
Right.
And I am going to check the body, look at how he was disemboweled.
I'm just trying to make it clear that if you're going to speak Elvish, she's not going to respond.
This is understood by everyone at the table.
Got it.
I am going to check the body.
Sure.
I'm not talking to Delania because I'll hit her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad.
Okay. She is pretty distraught.
Yeah, well, she should be.
Mm-hmm. I
would you like to discuss this privately or communicate?
No, I would like to investigate.
Do you want me to tell you what you find out loud?
Yes, but I don't. Well, no, actually, I would not. I would like this information to be not given to people that aren't us at the table. So yes, out loud, but like I don't necessarily want it to go to Delania or to anyone who else might have heard the commotion.
So Lauren starts to crowd control and like tell people to back away.
So the Boro soldiers are pretty not cool with you telling them what to do because you got fuck all authority here, and they let you know that really aggressively. They're going to listen to you because you're the master sergeant, but Sergeant Elroy kind of speaks up and says, look, I'm willing to listen to you, but I don't know who your freaking sidekick is here, but he has no authority here. Are you taking orders from the Orzov now? Is that how this rolls?
It is not, and I think you know that, Sergeant.
Yeah, I'm starting to question, and I think everyone else here is starting to worry exactly what's going on. You roll in here with a Master Sergeant badge on your shoulder, but this seems to be the only guy calling the shots.
Right now, Sergeant, you need to take crowd control. You need to get everyone calmed down, and you need to act like a goddamn soldier. Dismissed!
And he kind of turns around with this unearned authority and goes, you heard her. Dismissed! And like marches everyone kind of away. What a dick.
I assume, because everybody came to the commotion, I'll have Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Take Delania.
Right. So she's pretty messed up, and she kind of just gets led away without fighting.
I'll tell Mandy to take her to my quarters, because it's going to be quieter, and just it'll be easier for her to do what she needs to do without everyone looking.
Sure.
That's nice.
You do hear Widget as he's kind of walking away going, yep. Just wandering away. I love him right now. Okay.
Can I choose to make this a medicine check instead of an investigation check? Because it's more
it should
like,
be. It's a medicine check. It can be either, but probably medicine. Better. It should be medicine.
It's not great. Come on, man. Rolls suck. Anyone got an inspiration I can steal?
I give you a piece of.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you?
Much better. Not natural 20.
Okay. Yeah.
Not natural 21. That's how math works.
Should give it to him.
That's so great. Whoever said first.
David said first.
David has given you the courage to make what was a target number 5 to roll.
Oh, cool. Well, then I hit a 5, so we would have been
there
fine.
There is very clearly a nasty looking knife barely underneath him that clearly slid open his belly. And I will take an arcana check from anyone who views it. Lorzach with advantage.
I have a good one. Damn it.
14 for Arcana.
27.
It's a Rakdos knife. It's like very clearly a Rakdos knife.
I would like to illegally summon Rizelle, unbind her wings, and fly the fuck out of here, because this is bullshit.
I kind of felt like this had murder circus energy, though. I really did. I'm not even remotely surprised.
I would like to say how hardened we've gotten, though, because the last time we found a disemboweled body, it was Skix.
Aww,
Skix. Dismembered.
Dismembered,
we've moved on to disemboweling.
The guts that spilled out, they're all still there?
Yeah.
All right.
So the tall grub, am I saying that correctly? The minotaurs, that particular...
Tazgrul.
The Tazgrul? Yes.
Some of them do belong to the Rakdos Guild.
That's true.
Yes.
So there could potentially be an operative.
I mean...
Is that really out there?
That was Gorum, right?
Yeah.
He could lie yesterday.
Would this count as a long rest for everyone else who's not me?
Yeah. We got a long rest overnight.
The night before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I clocked that.
Just gonna throw that out for people who need spell slots.
Who has ever heard of an undercover Rakdos?
Yeah.
That strikes Lorzach at least as being extremely odd.
For sure.
Unless it is an elaborate joke, but who's gonna get it? So would Perix like to take possession of the Rakdos knife?
I will definitely take possession of the Rakdos knife.
You have a Rakdos knife.
Doesn't feel great. I will propose that we move Private Steen's body back to the... is the infirmary double as a morgue?
Look, man, you're in a rundown fort. It's up to you guys how you use your space at this point.
Honestly.
Ceremony seems pretty right out the window at this point.
Put it in the icebox. Or what used to be the icebox.
Yes, Senia.
I'd like to search his body.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, fuck. A 10?
You find 12 Xeno.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
I just rolled boxcars. You find 12 Xeno. You find some money on him.
Perix, can you identify whether it's a self-inflicted wound?
It is not a self-inflicted wound. He got stabbed.
Okay, so...
It's important to know that Gruul do not sacrifice themselves for their clan, if that helps motives at all. Yeah. It is not a motif of the Gruul. They would never, ever do that.
Did you say Gorum was bigger than I was?
No, the other one was bigger.
I mean, he's male, so he might be slightly bigger than you, but not noticeably.
Okay.
It's just Kovacs is...
Huge.
You could see why that man rose up the ranks. He seems very smart and was very capable in his youth. He's a mountain. He's a very, very, very big minotaur.
So then we've learned one thing that is very important. We don't have a Gruul double agent in the fort.
Right.
So whatever is happening with a worm caller is happening outside the fort. How we are going to get there and how we are going to solve that problem isn't yet clear, but of the strategies that we've discussed, it sounds like moving rejection rods, getting that floor to move with us, is our best option.
I mean, while we're all trapped in the fort, we should solve the problem of a disemboweling with a Rakdos knife.
Yeah, agreed, especially before it comes to get us in the night.
Yes, agreed.
I'd like to talk to Kovacs.
What would everyone else like to do?
I want to investigate the area where he was disemboweled.
Lorzach is going to find out about Boros' mortuary ritual and whether or not he can get away with having a, we'll say, friend.
He will be burned. He will get a pyre.
Sorry.
And I just got a 10.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
You're talking to Kovacs. I'd like to talk to Bud.
Go talk to Bud.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Steen is dead, as I'm sure you've heard. I'm sure that doesn't bother you in the slightest.
I mean, kinda.
It does bother you.
He didn't make it?
Oh, no, he's dead.
Oh, man. Look, I know the kid was a little shit, but damn, dude, poisoning, that's a shit way to go.
Sure, that is true. I don't mean to say I'm here because I don't think you did it. You are the most obvious suspect. Can you give me anything you can think of that would have to do with someone else's dislike of Steen and why they would want to do him physical harm?
Look,
Nobody liked the kid, but if I wanted to kill him, I would have stabbed him the minute you guys stabilized me. Nobody wanted him dead. Nobody wants to lose soldiers. Look where we are right now. We need everyone hand. He's just a dumb kid.
Sure, but someone did kill him. So the idea that nobody wanted to kill him is just fundamentally false. So I'm asking you to help me here.
Yeah, all right. I said last night I have no idea who poisoned him.
Great. Second question. In your time as a soldier, what kind of contact have you had with the Rakdos?
Well, that's a very specific question.
Yeah, it's a very specific question.
You want to give me a reason to answer that?
Not even a little bit.
And I'm not going to give you an answer. You know something, and I want to know what you know, because that's bullshit.
That's bullshit?
Yeah.
Look, man, what I don't want to do is drop an Orzhov guy in here who's going to zone of truth and give you the answers that I want. But I can't be helpful to you if you don't answer my questions.
Make a strength check, please.
Strength check?
Yeah, he's probably going to punch you.
A zero.
Yeah, he shoves you over. He doesn't punch you. He just puts a hand in your chest and he says, fuck off. And he just shoves you down to the ground and walks away.
All right.
And then you can hear a bitch on the way up. Fish man, piece of shit.
I'm a frog!
All right. Fakara, you want to go talk to Kovacs?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
We've got a problem. I mean, besides the obvious.
It's welcome to command, my dear.
What can you tell me about Gorham?
I've already told you I don't know very much about the young man. He's a soldier. He's surprisingly quiet.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Why? People don't like him here. People are very rude to him. I think he keeps his distance from me because I imagine it looks bad if he spends all his time saddling up to an old brigadier that they would maybe see him as trying to pull favor or, you know, not being willing to integrate with his company. I do think he's trying, but the reality is people are not nice to him and he's doing his best to do his duty. Don't be hard on him.
Why not?
Because he's doing a good job.
I'm concerned.
I think now that you're here, people will keep their cusses about him deep within their bellies instead of letting them fly so free.
It's not what I'm concerned about. Sten is dead.
Oh, my.
Steen is dead.
The poor boy didn't make it.
No, he made it. But someone chose to disembowel him with a Rakdos knife.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I never thought they'd actually go through with it.
Explain.
Well, the only person I know in this camp who has a Rakdos knife would be Private Bud. He's rather proud of it. Got it as a trophy after a raid, and let me tell you, he tried to brag to me about it. I used to do my fair share of Rakdos fighting in my youth. Led a campaign once. Took it as a trophy. Not something we're very proud of in the Boros.
Insight. That will be a 12.
I mean, I'm not really sure what the lie possibly would be. It's pretty easy to corroborate.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
I'm here when you need me.
It's much appreciated.
I'm doing my best not to step on your hooves, but if this is to be my final days, I'd rather it be useful.
I'm sure you're going to be around for much longer, or the DM will kill you in a day. I don't know.
All right, who wants to do what?
Lorzach is keeping watch over the body and is casting as a ritual gentle repose.
Which does what?
Which preserves the body from decay, and it cannot be raised as undead.
Mm. Ah, oh. Interesting. Okay.
Some of you might appreciate that gesture.
Some bets have been hedged. Okay, so what are we doing? Where are we going?
Back to Bud.
Gorham and Bud. I'm calling them both to my office.
In very short order, quite promptly, Private Bud and Corporal Gorham show up in your officer's quarters. Okay. And are snapped to attention.
I would like you there, Parrots. Sure. I would like you there, Lorzach. You there, quietly in the corner, like out of the way-ish, but still there. And if you have nothing else to do, I'd like to have you there.
Free as a bird.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Because this might get ugly.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
The people in the barracks are nervous that something has occurred.
They're not wrong.
Ma'am.
Gorham. Bud. Does this look familiar to either of you?
Gorham just looks over at Bud, and Bud has like a nasty look on his face. He's like, yes, ma'am.
Explain.
That's my knife.
Gorham, where does he keep it?
Well, he usually has it on him at all times. He's quite a braggart about it, ma'am.
When did it go missing, Bud?
I had no idea it was missing.
I looked at you.
That is a 14 for insight.
By the look on his face, he had no idea it's not with his stuff.
Okay.
He's also not dressed for service at this moment. They're dressed like in their Boros gear, but they're not armored up. They're not weaponed up.
Is Gorham?
Gorham, yes, I would say. But Gorham is probably the only one who still like makes an effort.
Okay.
So I will say, hey, bud. Hey there, bud. That knife was used to murder Private Steen last night in the courtyard.
I had nothing to do with that. Every sentence I say, the next hour of gameplay is going to be Brian 20? Says something, and then everyone rolls a die.
How's a natural 20 on a insight check?
He seems very adamant that he had nothing to do with that. When I was talking to this fish elf, he said that he died last night, that he got poisoned.
To be clear, I did not say that.
Ma'am, I had nothing to do with that.
Hey, collector dude, how do you feel about using one of your regain spell slots?
Lock the door.
Oh, no.
I go to the door.
Okay.
I lock it, and I stand in front of it with both maces out.
Okay. Gorham is perfect at attention.
I cast Zone of Truth on Gorham, so I'm assuming that Bud is also caught.
Yeah, it's basically caught. Like the whole friggin'
that's
room.
That's gonna great blow yeah. up there. Yeah.
Brow.
Also, the just like outside, you hear someone be like, I should have told her.
Rosebud.
Okay.
It was me. I was the team killing fucked up.
So it's what, wisdom save?
Yes, DC 16 wisdom.
Gorham saves.
Mother. God damn.
Bud fails.
Soloran points to them. He can lie. He cannot.
Bud, did you have anything to do with the murder of Private Steen?
Gorham takes a moment to say, I do not lie.
He's so good.
He says he doesn't lie.
Bud, did you have anything to do with the murder of Private Steen?
I did not have any. I didn't stab him.
Not quite my question. Did you have anything to do with the murder of Private Steen?
No. He's sort of like broken rank and file at this point. He's kind of in a super defensive mode. Like, I had nothing to do with that.
It's telling the truth. That we know.
I come up to him.
Yeah.
And I just lay a hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, Bud, thank you.
I wouldn't have killed the kid.
I know.
What about the poison, though?
What?
Send you from the back of the room.
Well, you could have known that a medic could have saved him, so you could be telling the truth, and so I just need to clarify.
I had nothing to do with the kid. I can barely move on my own yesterday.
Bud, Sergeant, Private. Private.
Private. You say Sergeant, and he goes, what?
No.
God, if it was this easy to get a promotion, I would have told the truth forever.
Private Bud. Thank you very much for your honesty.
Ma'am.
Please go get some more rest.
Thank you. And he kind of like, God, I think I tore something open again. He sort of like hobbles his way out.
Gorham.
Ma'am.
I need your help.
He just waits for the order.
You're Tazgral, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any connections or any family that you are in contact with within the Radkos? Rakdos?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to have to roll insight on everything he says.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
18.
As far as you can tell, he's not lying.
Do you, since you just witnessed Bud be exonerated in the full-blown murder of Private Steen, know of someone in here you believe would be capable of committing this crime?
If you were to ask me my suspicions of anyone who would possibly break rank to murder that young man, my initial suspicion honestly would have been Private Bud. He has been exonerated. Therefore, I cannot confirm nor deny, but I wish to express I do not believe any true member of the Boros would dare commit such a heinous act.
What about a retired member?
Sorry, the DM needs to take a
fucking what moment? That's a very serious question.
Holy shit.
Ma'am, with all due respect, I would like to address the point that Brigadier General Kovacs is a retired Brigadier General. That type of petty revenge seems far below his rank.
If we believe Gorm in this moment, which of course we can decide that on our own, he is throwing suspicion basically by saying he doesn't believe any true member would be a thing at Mandy and or Rancid, Mandy being the one who helped serve food.
Who's talked to Elroy?
No one yet.
Who's sick of being the most hated guy in the barracks?
Wouldn't you think he'd keep Steen alive then? Because like everyone hated Steen for getting the corporal killed or the colonel.
Yeah.
Elroy was one of the people that could lie last night.
Gorham, could you please do me a favor?
Ma'am.
We're bringing another person in for questioning. And I may need backup. Could you please wait beyond the wall and assist if I need it?
Like around the corner to the storage area?
Yeah.
Of course. He gives you a salute and marches his way back there quietly.
Thank you. Everyone, please stay here. I'm going to go get the sergeant.
Okay. You go get Sergeant Elroy, who, even though he is not a ranking officer, is certainly making a show of it and pointing some fingers and accusing people and being a right dick.
Elroy, I need your assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Follows you back to your private quarters and then walks in the door and sees all of you non-Boris soldiers and just goes, ah, shit.
Yep.
And then he kind of very lazily stands at attention. Attention, but not necessarily the good attention.
What do you know about what happened to Steen?
Well, everybody was in the corner when I came over this morning, not looking too good, so I'm going to assume the kid didn't make it.
Is the cone still active?
For 15 minutes.
Yep.
So he must make a save while as soon as he enters.
Does he know that the zone, did they know?
He succeeds the save.
Okay.
You can lie.
And he just kind of looks at you and just winks.
God damn it.
That wasn't meant to be anything other than him being a dick to the Orzov. He does not like you. And the fact that he can apparently annoy you without doing anything, he's just kind of like...
I want to know everything you know about what happened to Steen.
Well, as far as I remember, I was ordered to stay inside the camp. After he got those two people killed, the colonel went out to try and pull Bud back in, died in the process, cost us our last Indrik, and now nobody likes him.
Liked.
Liked. What do you want me to say? The kid died. If anybody was going to poison him, it was going to be Bud, right?
What if I told you he wasn't poisoned?
I would say... I am never eating Gory's cooking again. I would rather starve.
Holding for a sec.
Yeah.
Table. We don't have a question right now, right? Like, we're relying on a roll for Zone of Truth, but, like, mm-hmm. That's not what we need to be. But I don't know what the question is. But there's something we're not looking for that we have to figure out right now. And so if we pull back at a more macro level, right, like... The question of this kind of thing is not how someone did something, because that doesn't actually matter. Like, we don't actually need to find Steen's killer, right? Like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to our mission at all. What we need to do is get the hell out of here, mm-hmm. right? And getting the hell out of here seems to have some connection to the fact that this kid just got killed, which is why we're doing the thing. So if we go back farther out, the question is not, like, how did Steen get killed? Or it's really, like, why, right? Like, we need to figure out why a person we are trying to catch right now would make this choice, and we need to figure out how that would possibly help them in the situation this fort is in.
So we need to know what Steen knew.
Like, we always need to be thinking about, like, what the intentions of the people we are chasing.
Yeah, why was he so important that he had to die?
What could he possibly have known?
Right.
What could he possibly have... You know what I mean? Like, that's the real question.
Right. This guy's a pretty new soldier, right? Well, Steen was a pretty new soldier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was probably his first station. What do you want to say? He got the colonel killed? If I was Bud, I would have wringed his neck 4 days ago.
Elroy, you're a soldier. People make mistakes. You know this.
Yeah. Ma'am, you keep playing the power card with whatever Master Sergeant you just got issued, but none of us are getting out of here.
We are. We are going to.
Permission to be dismissed.
Dismissed.
Thank you. He just sort of leaves.
That guy sucks.
That guy super sucks. Anybody else you need to question today?
Not about this.
Okay. Anything we want to do as far as making plans to try and get out of here?
Yeah, Lorzach wants to talk to Zappity about what they can do.
How many electrical thingies? What are they called?
Four. The nodes.
So there's four of them. So in theory, we could make a triangle inside of the fort that would still protect something that's there.
I asked if it could be done with one less, and he said no. I mean, I agree. That seems like a logical, but just to throw it out there, he did already say that that was not doable.
Gorham also steps out from behind the thing and says,
Master Sergeant, if I might suggest something.
Please.
A buddy system? If you make everyone in this camp accountable for somebody else.
You want to be with Elroy? I'm joking, of course.
I will be with whatever the Master Sergeant decides to be the most proper course of action. However, it was just a thought. But if there is a single perpetrator, it's going to be very difficult for them to act while they're being watched.
You're correct. And I really appreciate your insight. And I appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
Command is a bit new to me.
I think you're doing a fine job as it is, ma'am.
Thank you. That means so much. Go get some rest, soldier.
Day's just beginning, ma'am.
It's like 9 in the morning.
Right.
All right. So you want to go talk to Zappity.
Can I nap while this happens?
Yeah, you can nap.
I'm sleeping for a little bit.
It's going to be a short rest.
That's fine.
Okay. You take a short rest. Everybody else is going to the armory. You head into the armory. Zappity is there banging on some metal some more, and you happen to see Widget just wasting his time in there.
Just sort of like, we could have had, and this could have gone over there, and oh my god, I could have blown so much stuff up. I still had so many things I wanted to explode.
We'd like to move forward. We need your help.
Hey, with the moving forward and everything.
Well, I mean, unless you really do want to die here, that's a genuine question.
Hey, no, I don't want to die here, but look at our situation.
Well, yes. So we're talking about the potentiality of maybe traveling with these nodes, helping the civilians leave with a node.
Look, if I had my laboratory or some of my resources back from my guild days, maybe I could have done something. But now, I can't do anything. We used the last of what I have to build this ramshackle defense system. I'm not saying it was the best thing, but if we unend it, we have to power it down to turn it off for a moment anyway.
Will you say that one more time?
If we try to move it, we have to power it down to touch it. The minute we power it down, the worm is going to sense that we are here, and it is going to eat us.
Can we power it down from... Do we need to somehow be close to the ground, close to the nodes to power it down? How do we power it down?
It is powered directly by itself.
How?
And it has limited power. It's not going to last forever.
How did...
A month at most.
How did Rancid dig the holes to get it down there? Just by hand?
With a shovel.
Oh, that's brutal. I was going to say, can we tunnel our way
out? Ground, it can be moved without coming back on like water. I'm very crabby today.
It doesn't seem like a today thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make a fish pun. I'm just very, dying.
Back to table.
Yeah.
What is it we need?
Well, we have three things, right? We either need to get out, we want to solve the murder, or we need to...
And solve the actions of the Zerta clan.
Yes.
Right.
Buddy system?
Okay.
Is a great idea.
Groovy.
And I say we do it.
Okay.
Fucking tie people together if we have to. Buddy system. Second of all, when we do leave, we burn the fort to the ground.
Oh, okay.
Buddies...
The Gruul will not have this fort.
Buddy system relies on someone dying to be effective, just to be clear.
But Gorham's suggestion is that nobody might be able to even do anything nefarious while you're buddied up, which therefore will, if somebody is trying to do something absolutely shitty, as you guys are suspicious,
it may stave them off in time for you guys to
figure
do
out
your thing.
What it is.
Yes.
And we have the rejection rods and the open question of if we have to power it down, how can we possibly do that safely?
Right.
I mean, Zappity can turn them off. He made them, but it seems like it's a kind of cobbled together thing.
There is only one person here who has connection to two of the things we just posed, which is Mandy. Mandy was the only one who held food that murdered a guy. Mandy is the only one who's ever interacted directly as a non-Boros with the Zerta clan.
And she could lie.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Gorum, if he's not the bad guy, as we seem to be trusting for a hot second, believes that no true Boros, which at least, unless there's a traitor Boros, we have Boros here, assholes they might be, no offense.
No, cool. That's cool. Legit.
Which, again, limits down to Zappity, not true Boros. X is it, we are assuming. I guess we can say, because he said from his guild days, so. We have Rancid, who could be the dude. Seems weird, but that might be a nice thing. And we have Mandy, who is again connected potentially to both Gruul clans and potentially the poisoning of a guy. I don't know how we turn that into anything, but I think at this time in my brain, Mandy's the closest thing we have to a potential shot.
If she was here for Gruul civilian relations, there could be a prior relationship that gives her a perk to give the Gruul this fort so she can go somewhere else.
Well, she wants to get out of here. We know that.
Yes. And it's not a big question. They might give her plunder if she gives them the fort.
Right.
So are we agreeing to the buddy system?
Yeah.
I would like to, yes.
How would we like to divvy ourselves up?
I was just going to say, if we do the buddy system, we'll have to divide
Well,
us.
You can either buddy up with yourselves or you
each
can
of us
be
take
responsible.
One. How many people are left?
Gorum seems willing to take
Elroy
as a favor.
I don't want to necessarily inflict that on him if I don't have to.
Well, he's trying to be a good soldier. It might be a quality reward.
We're also not worried about either of them right now.
Right.
So in a way, it's fine if they pair off because we don't need to actively monitor either of
them. We can hypothetically pair someone with Bud, except for the part where he's like solidly injured because we know he didn't do it, right?
Yeah. Now, well, I mean, he was still kind of... Yeah, I mean, he still requires medical attention.
Right, which is why I was going to say we could partner him with Delania.
Yes. Also fine.
Yeah.
Or you.
So Delania and...
Yeah, let's make a list.
Okay.
So you guys have put together a buddy system list. Would you like to share that with me so I can notate this?
Yes. As it stands, we'd like Fakara to have free reign as the Master Sergeant.
Okay. Is there an odd number of people?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you for thinking that through.
You're welcome.
Yes, but go. Do your thing.
Zenya is with Zippity.
Zappity.
Zenya is with Zappity.
I was going to go with Zippity-Doo-Dah, but...
All right, so okay. Zenya and Zappity.
Saloran is with Mandy.
Okay.
Gori is with Kovix.
Okay.
Lord Zatch is with Widget.
All right.
They're just a one.
It's a real tough assignment he's got there.
Yeah.
Gorum is with Elroy. Bud is with the medic.
Oh,
Delania.
Delania?
Delania.
Yeah, Bud is with Delania.
Bud is with Delania so he can be treated. Okay.
Yes.
And Rancid is with Perix.
Lucky you.
They'll be fine.
Lucky you. Okay. So those orders have been issued. Those people will be permanently attached to each other. The Boros soldiers have duties that they have to do. Lorzach, Widget.
Hey, elf guy.
Yes.
Follow me.
He beckons you over to the stables.
Yeah, Lorzach will follow.
Yeah. So you get over to the stables and he goes,
I won't tell anybody if you don't tell anybody, but I swiped this from the trading post. He's got a little bit of liquor that he stole from Andy.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't have any responsibilities but to sit around and not explode anything. So let's go.
How does it work with you?
That's a very private question.
No.
I know we're different races, but it's pretty much the same thing.
No, sorry, that's not what I mean. Are you a commissioned officer, or is this a contracting situation? How does this work?
Oh, no, I'm an official high-ranking grenadier for the Boros Legion. Yeah, I'm a soldier straight through and through. He gives you a kind of half-ass salute.
Look, to be honest with you, nobody really cares whether or not we live or die, and I think I've overstayed my welcome. So at this point, I think everybody's waiting for me to pop the top at any given moment.
I understand that feeling perfectly.
You know, if this is the end of our days, might as well go down drunk, right?
Isn't that the theory in Independence Day?
Let me get a constitution check from you.
Great.
You go blind.
To see, well, I want to see whether or not he actually gets intoxicated.
20.
You are fine. Lorzech, you probably have like philia inside you that siphon this shit or something
yeah,
like this.
High tolerance
is the way to see it. It filters its way down into your system. Okay. The Boros soldiers have duties that they are intended to perform, so they are off either on patrol, maintenance. They have a full day worth of stuff to do, so anybody who needs to have a conversation with anybody can do that. Otherwise, we can sort of carry ourselves through the day and see what happens.
I'll talk to Mandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lauren is at the trading post. I'm assuming that Mandy has stuff that she needs to do there, and it's very odd.
Sort of. I mean, sort of. Like, you know, the trading post is dead. Like, right.
So Lauren walks in and waves to Mandy and says, I noticed that you were admiring my armor yesterday. He takes off his helm.
It's a hit.
Did you want a closer look?
She kind of looks at you and says, look, if I get out of here, you guys are going to take my soul anyway, probably. So let's just say my husband hasn't been dead that long.
I'm sorry, please clarify.
No. She goes back to like cleaning nothing. You're not the first person in this camp to come in and talk to me like that, Mr. Orzov, big shot. I'm the only lady around.
This isn't something that does not happen to Saloran often. But honestly, but let's be honest, he's not really the type of person to
counterspell.
Right. He goes, fine. And he slams the helmet down on the table. How did your husband pass?
He got sick.
No one was here to be able to help him?
Well, you know, whatever the Ravnica equivalent of cancer is in the fantasy realm, there's not really much you can do about that. Medics can't heal death and can't repair disease. Non-Golgari medics cannot repair death.
Tell me about the life that you had planned with your husband.
Oh, my husband was pretty great, I gotta be honest with you. You know, we had a pretty comfortable life. We had gotten into the merchant scenario, and we had a shop down in the Tin Street for a little while. Wasn't doing quite the success that our financial goals had presented. And then after the Guild Pact was reinstated, well, somebody got a bright idea that the Gruul suddenly needed to play by the rules, and somebody needed to provide them the avenue to do that. So we ended coming out here for the trading post. Provided opportunities for the Boros soldiers of the fort to gain non-provisional materials, but also provide an avenue for the Gruul to trade with the Boros and with the regular city citizens. It was comfortable. A lot of expenses we didn't have to pay for because they were covered by the Boros.
I keep hearing you talk about your husband, but I can't imagine a woman like you would want to leave the 10th District.
I gotta be honest with you, Mr. Orzov, man. I don't think you can imagine anything a woman like me would want.
I think you're quite right about that.
I loved my husband. Is that what this interrogation is about? Did somebody murder that kid Steen because I'm bitter about my husband dying? What do you want? What are you here for?
Do you hate being here more than you loved your husband?
Does anybody like being here right now? We're all gonna die.
I'm gonna insight that. Nope, it's an 11.
You know, I'm not really sure who you people are who marched in here. I get why the Minotaur's here. I'm very confused as to why you people are here. I don't know where you came from. I don't know what you're trying to do. But if you're not here to get us out, what are you here for? What are you running around having these asinine conversations with people? You're either in our situation with us or you got a way to get out.
I'm going to say this once. The Orzov have ways of making your life far better than you could ever imagine. Your soul being your own. If you have any information that would help us solve the puzzle of this worm and the Gruul, I can promise you a life better than you've ever had at the Tin Street.
Mr. Orzov, man, I've been in retail long enough to know how that exchange works with your guild. And if I had a way to get out of here, I would have been long gone months ago.
You have a chance to get out now?
Well, you just let me know when the call comes to action and I'll be first in line.
Shoot, I don't want to burn my last second level spell slot. So Lauren puts his helm back on.
She says, I'd offer you a drink, but people keep stealing it.
So Lauren puts his helm back on, sits in the corner of the shop and says, fine, but we're going to be spending a lot of time together.
Hope you like quiet. Anybody else?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I go and find the doc.
Clang, clang, clang. At this point, it's a question whether or not he's actually building anything. Yeah. And maybe at this point, he's just comforted by the sound of banging metal.
I was going to say, I'm sure it just feels good. Hey, how's your day going so far, Doc?
Yeah. Same as all the other days. It's bang, 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 making nothing.
I have this temptation, if I actually knew how to do this, to just talk to you in nonsense, like, yes,
hey, with the
cows and...
Oh, Donnie, oh, the cows. Right. Don't even get me started on the cows.
How do you feel about the cows?
Oh, they don't smell good. I mean, rancid is bad, but cows, they're also bad.
They're also pretty bad.
They're bad.
I mean, how do you feel about the people here in general?
Oh, they don't even get me started on the people here. They're bad.
Now, remind me how you found yourself here again at this?
I was part of the Izzet Guild for a while, you know, most of my life, and I made some stupid arrangements with the Boros about trying to help them with stuff, and then I ended up out here, and then, you know, I sort of decided, hey, the Izzet are kind of a bunch of assholes, so I left and tried to, you know, pick up with my clients and do everything on my own. And look what this got me and this outpost. And now I'm starving to death.
So you're unaffiliated now.
Yeah.
Now, what did the Boros bring you out here to help them with?
Well, there was a project. There was an agreement between the Boros and the Izzet about weapon development, and that just sort of broke down. But, you know, it's very difficult to give up your experiments, right? It's very hard to just sort of give everything up you've been working, you know, your whole life for. You know, you got to kiss a lot of rear end to get the monies, and. I just didn't want to give it up, so I went to talk to some of the big Boros guys, and I said, hey, you know, you give me some money, provide me a place to do some research, and, you know, I come to help you out.
What was your particular school?
I was a mid-level inventor within the College of Metallurgy.
Ah. Makes sense with the nodes.
I was not in the College of Storms and the Electrical Peoples and stuff like that. I did what I could. If I knew what I was doing, I could have, you know, fried the thing out there on the rubble belt. But all I can do now is say, hey, worm, stay away.
I know, quite frankly, that's why I'd like more equipment, because that is my specialty.
Oh. And how is that going for you?
Not great.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say you're part of the Warmind?
Yeah, the Warmind Initiative. Yeah, I was.
Why? And was there a particular reason you left?
Because they're a bunch of assholes.
Oh, you did mention the assholes.
You know, they give you money, and then they say, hey, do this thing, and then people are always trying to steal your research, and then they're trying to take your money away. You know, for a guild that's all about, hey, let's invent stuff, there certainly is a lot of people trying to stab each other in the back. Nobody really wants to create anything. They just want the credit of creating everything.
So how do you feel about the Gruul?
They make great target practice.
Fair enough. So there's been a lot of riffraff going on. Who do you think killed Steen?
The poisoned boy. Oi, oi, oi. That is, You know, it's bad if we're gonna turn on each other. It's just going to make it quicker. I dare them to come and try and kill me. I give them a pipe. Kapow!
So, I'm gonna let you in on a secret. Because the thing of it is, I don't trust anybody else here but you.
Oh, well, their confidence makes me feel kind of nice, actually. Today ain't quite so bad.
Steen was murdered with a Rakdos knife.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that prick. He's always waving the knife around. Hey, I killed the big Rakdos giant. Hey, I'm a tough guy.
Bud.
Yeah.
So you knew Bud had the Rakdos knife.
If I had one of my machines, I would kapow! I'd kill him very quickly.
Where were you last night? What were you up to?
I went to bed.
Yeah, fair enough. Me too.
I mean, you know, you seem like a nice girl, but, you know, I will let you in on a little secret. Everyone in here is very dumb. Like, really stupid. Like, disturbingly stupid.
Like, stupid enough to steal a knife from them really easily, stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very specific example. That's a very specific way to quantify an imbecile.
Well, you know, it's like stealing a knife versus like stealing like something, like a wallet out of somebody's back
I
pocket.
I just
That's
took
pretty
a little. Please do not tell Mandy.
What'd you take from Mandy?
I just took just for a little nip. It's hard to get to sleep these days. Just a little bit of booze.
Look,
don't tell her.
If I had a Xeno for everyone who stole liquor off of Mandy, I might have a few.
Well, there's a maximum number that quantity could be because there's a finite number of people here. So
yeah.
At most, it's like 17 Xeno.
Which you can't get too far with. It's not nothing. But you can't get too far. Okay, here's what I want to know. Who don't you trust? Everybody? That's what that face communicated to me.
I don't believe that anybody here has the capacity to save themselves from this situation.
Not even you.
I am quite confident we are all going to die of stupidity.
Cool.
I thought my end would be a little bit more fiery.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. I can make fire, so I'll help you with that when it comes time.
Well, when the time comes and I'm going to get swallowed by that big thing, if
yeah.
You could do me the favor and immolate me before it happens, maybe I could give him some indigestion on the way down.
Absolutely. Oh, last question. Where might somebody get some scorpion poison around here?
Fuck, I can't even deal with this man.
This is a whole episode of just the greatest conversation
we
of
could
all time.
Express this as a system that is a real number that is greater than zero.
That system is down.
I mean, just with the preliminary analysis of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to hypothesize
yeah.
a scorpion.
Fair enough. Hey, do you want to bang on some metal together?
All right. Clang, 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 clang.
I would like to just quietly grab Steen's body and just quietly in the middle of the night while everyone is asleep, just perform the funeral rites and slowly stand watch by the fire.
Please take a point of inspiration.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
While you are standing there quietly, privately, with the burning body of Private Steen, Delania comes stumbling up to you rather slovenly and just sort of grabs you and just says, "What happened to me?"
What do you mean?
Something is not right, and I can't find Bud.
I scream for Perix. I scream for Lorzach. I scream for...
everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone get the fuck up.
And I run her to the infirmary and I cast Cure Wounds on her.
Where are you commanding everyone to assemble?
Yeah.
I'm just yelling, on me, infirmary, now.
Okay. Does everybody hear this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody comes running in, waking up. Kovacs is going to need some assistance because he can't move. He's kind of speedily. An elderly Andre the Giant at this point. Like, he can't move fast.
Right.
So
people I'll take Delania.
People are going to assist. I mean, Delania is like right there.
Right.
So you kind of get everybody in. A quick sound off reveals that there are some people missing.
God damn it.
Okay. Bud is not there.
Yeah.
Gorham is not there.
God damn it.
Elroy is not there.
Does anyone have anything that can neutralize poison? Because I do.
Oh, then.
Siloran puts a hand on Delania, and I'm going to use 5 points of my lay on hands to neutralize whatever poison is affecting her.
She's not poisoned.
Is it some sort of disease?
Nope.
Then nothing happens.
Sort of squeezing through some people's like waists, you just see this little gruff goblin kind of point out, and he just goes, "She's drunk." And to which he kind of looks at him and goes, "I do not drink, little green person."
Someone want to chat with her in her drunken state, and someone
20. For insight.
I mean, she is very probably intoxicated.
Yeah.
The abilities of a person to lie or not lie, I mean, it stands to reason that alcohol makes it very difficult to lie. So I think an insight check is going to be very difficult to read.
She sounds convinced, though, of the idea that she does not drink.
She is convinced of the idea that she does not imbibe.
I'm going to go... and I would appreciate someone to come with me, but I don't think it should be all of us because someone needs to handle what's happening here. But I think we need to go to the barracks of the soldiers where all three of those people probably should be.
Done. I'll with you.
Lord Zatch will ask Widget if...
You're all right with that to go to the barracks?
Well, I mean, my first question is going to be, there's only one place I know where you can get booze.
Mandy.
She's there?
Yeah, she's there. And Widget kind of looks at Lorzach and goes, "I'm assuming you're armed in some way."
And he produces a staff that has just a severed arm on the end of it.
Spooky. Come on.
And he like, let's go to the trading post.
Great.
You guys find in the barracks, Gorham and Elroy and Bud are not there. Widget and Lorzach go racing to the trading post. And upon marching into the trading post, you find behind the counter a passed out Bud, drunk. Just passed out drunk.
Just Bud. Got it. Lorzach is going to try and rouse Bud with a slap on the cheek and a splash of water.
That will take a quick moment.
Yep.
Does anybody else need to do anything else?
I am screaming in the court. What's that called? The court?
The parade.
Yeah. Parade ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am screaming in the parade round as I'm rapping on each building I can get to. Gorham, Elroy, to me, now!
Gory is like, "I would love to go search for this, but I'm kind of buddy system," and he points to Kovacs. Master Sergeant, permission for somebody else to come with me so we can go search.
Certainly.
Thank you, somebody.
I'll come.
Great. Trot, 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 trot. You guys do a very, very quick search around as you are hunting, and lying in the stables by the time you get there are the dead bodies of both Sergeant Elroy and Corporal Gorham.
It's fucking Mandy.
How are they killed?
Vicious sword attacks.
Next time on Encounter Party! Escape plans are interrupted by the death of Private Steen, causing a rift in whatever order Fekara had managed to salvage. The time trap begins as our players race to learn the rules of the game they're playing. Who is behind these atrocities, and what is their objective? Find out next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan and Katie Brow. Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.